Baseball Lane.
I love you all. Mwah.
Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control. Calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth's on the case.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Can't wait to cart this off.
reason for breathing.
You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford in the frozen tundra. And we just heard a track that was recorded right here, right through that glass in Studio D, believe it or not, by What Time Is It, Mr. Fox. And we have Brian right here.
Hello. How are you? How's everyone doing in Somerville and Medford and Cambridge and Boston? And
I think we're on the we're on the line where you're, it's like being at the North Pole. We're in all of those towns at the same time.
It's amazing. It's a vortex.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. So what's happening?
So we're going to promote a show, aren't we?
That is true. So we're playing a Club Passim on, is it March 9th?
Yes.
March 9th, Saturday night, What Time Is It, Mr. Fox, with Noble Dust Tour. Some folks from Noble Dust are here tonight, too. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a night of music that is eclectic. With we both seem to have some like classical influences, people who play multiple instruments. Should be fun. Club Passim is always a good time. Though Emily was just saying it's also, you know, a little intimidating because people actually listen.
Such good listeners.
Yeah, so, but yeah, we're pretty, really excited about it. And it's been a while since the band's been in Boston. We've been kind of sleeping up on the North Shore a lot lately, so I think our last show locally was at the Burren a while ago, so we're psyched to be back in Harvard Square.
So you never sleep in Boston proper? You only sleep up on the North Shore?
That's actually a lie. I have keys. I've collected keys because, you know, I shouldn't be telling everyone this, but Gloucester's like only 40 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it takes like 17 hours to get from Somerville to JP, so you might as well just go to Gloucester. And I have keys in JP, Somerville, Medford. I have some very, very nice friends.
Yeah, once I was on the way to the Midway, and I accidentally ended up at Midway Island in the middle of the Pacific, and I was surprised that I got there so quickly.
Yeah, I can imagine, right? Like just went through a little time warp, and no, it's true. But I shouldn't be telling this to people because they're gonna all come up to Gloucester and make the rents go up. But it's pretty.
Usually, when people, you know, back in the day when people would complain about rents, they were talking about their parents,
right?
Because it used to be cheap to live everywhere.
I know. Now it is not.
Rent is too damn high. If I say that, I'm sorry.
It's okay, yeah.
All right.
Soon I'll...
I didn't review my seven dirty words.
You didn't use any George Carlin words or mention George Carlin or anything.
So, now, you guys grew up south of Boston, right?
Yeah, Weymouth. Represent.
Nice. Now, do you go back there? Does it take 17 years to get to Weymouth now, once you live in Somerville?
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's next to Braintree, so end of the red line, and then, yeah.
One of my favorite words, Braintree.
Trees are good, brains are good. Yeah.
Do you play any School Tree? That's a great band.
We love School Tree. They've played here in the studio, and we like to play them on the radio.
But I really want people to hear Noble Dust. Have you played them before on the show? Do you know?
I don't know that I have. I'm looking at this, and this looks new. It looks pretty professionally produced. Yeah,
sounds great.
Maybe we could play one of their songs and find out.
Yeah, which one do you guys want to play?
Maybe the last track called "Come Spring."
Mm-hmm. Since it's snowing outside.
Yes.
Is it hopeful?
Yes.
It hasn't been too bad, you know, but it still feels long.
It's too cold.
See what happens tonight.
It was saying loading, and I was thinking, I want to get a t-shirt that says loading.
With like a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear it, and then afterwards, if we're still here, we'll talk more.
Thank you.
This is still on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We're here with Fabio and Yolanda.
I was just saying, I used to have a show called Late Night with Fabio and Yolanda from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. every Wednesday at UMass Amherst. And we played, the weirdest things you could play at that time and get complaints. Be like, we play Liza Minnelli and then Sonic Youth.
I think that's very free form, and that's what we're all about here on at WMFO, freeform radio.
It's just like a conversation, late night conversation, that going from subject to subject, cigarette to cigarette. We're smoking right now. You wouldn't even believe it. They let you smoke here at WMFO. I want to hear about that song.
Yeah, so we heard Come Spring from Noble Dust, and it sounded fantastic. Can you explain why?
Yeah, so I feel like that was the song of all the songs on the album that we wrote most collaboratively. So everyone kind of contributed what they're best at. Our old guitarist, who has since moved to Pennsylvania, came in with this kind of guitar lick, and then we all kind of worked on different arrangements. Our trumpet player, Lindsay, came in with her beautiful playing, and then I wrote the melody and the lyrics toward the end, and I think it's all of our favorite song on the latest album.
When the vocals come in, it's like such a revelation. It's so satisfying.
What took you so long?
I totally want to drive cross country to that song.
Well, there's a lot of songs that they make you wait for the vocals, but but they don't get you to the point where you didn't even remember vocals, and then all of a sudden, what's this fantastic instrument that I'm listening to? It's almost speaking, but it's playing.
It's almost human.
Yeah.
Where did you record that?
So we recorded at Kennedy Studios, and they were great. Nothing but good things to say about those guys.
That's awesome. Are you going to go back there, or do you have another place you're going to go for your next record?
We're not quite sure yet. I'm still in the really early stages of writing and figuring stuff out with that. But
can you talk? Because it's such a cool concept. Can you talk about it, or is it like a secret?
Yeah, no. So basically, we're working on a new full-length album, finally. It's kind of based on the letters that our family came across in the attic from World War II between my grandfather and grandmother. So that's kind of the basis of it, and just kind of going through those, realizing what a different time it was, and how kind of people were more able to work towards something bigger than themselves, and less kind of selfish.
And so there were no selfies.
No selfies, only letters. It turns out when you can express yourself in more than whatever it is, 140 characters, you say better stuff more thoughtfully. I don't know. It was just, I've been inspired by all those stories and the way that people interacted, and just the kind of untold stories of kind of average people. So still in the very early stages, but that's what we're kind of starting to work on.
That's a neat idea.
Thanks.
So I think maybe what we can do is change it up a little bit and play another song from What Time Is It, Mr. Fox, to make sure our audience is completely confused.
What are you going to play?
I think I'm going to play the correct one that I was going to play.
So this is called, the song for a satyr.
Yeah.
Some people say satyr. What do you say? It's like the half-goat, half-man.
I say whatever the artist. If the artist says it's a urinal, then that's what I say.
So it's a song about a love song to a half-goat, half-man. someone I dated. It's a very complex relationship. Lots of compromises.
So everyone is excited now to hear it. So let's do that.
Another song for a satyr. I should have recognized your moves. We tried to ride the escalator, but you couldn't hide your hooves. I kept you laughing through winter, but you're a creature of spring. So by the time the ice had cracked, you'd packed your things. Somehow I always knew, could smell the woods on you. It's your nature to run like it's mine, to come when you call to me. Satyr, you know, I can keep your hands warm. You said in bed I was your radiator, but I couldn't touch your horns. I remember sweet bruises, first scratching my thighs and my knees, but now I can't hear your through the trees. Sometimes it seems so long since last I heard your song. It's the burden I bear, like it's yours to care and crawl to me. Just a little less free.
We are back.
So do you have lots of questions about that relationship now? No, silence. Okay.
So, like, normally people have, you know, arguments about diet with their, you know, partners.
Like, yeah, like who's vegan and who's gluten-free and...
Yeah, and who's
what does a goat man
lactose
eat?
Intolerant or...
A goat man eats hearts.
Which half was goat, physically?
Well, the bottom half. Typically in a satyr, that's like what you see. He has a real face. Maybe some like a little fur on his ears, hooves. And
so do the satyrs hang out at the Heart School of Music looking for hearts?
that's really funny. Very possible. I mean, but they're, you know, classical motif. They're everywhere. Greek mythology, Roman mythology, you know, the Blue Hills. If you're looking for them, you'll find them. Jacques underground on a first and last Friday nights of the month.
Those other Friday nights are not important.
Well, it's a secret.
You're just saying that because you don't remember what happens on those other Friday nights.
I don't. I just know that there's a night called Fascination that happens that Michael Flowers organizes, and it's pretty fun.
And everyone should go.
Yeah. Are there any like specific nights that you like locally for music, like at the Lizard or any?
I'm a big fan of Americana Sunday, Thunder Road.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, it's
we're getting educated time. here on the air.
It's like a very tight-knit crowd of like all the same people, and it's like all ages, all types, and just jamming and dancing.
Oh, that's great. So have you played at it as well?
No, I haven't played. It's Greg Klima runs it, and then it's just like a rotating cast of people. There's some great musicians that sit in on pedal steel and guitar and whatever. It's a lot of fun, yeah.
So it's like the kind of Americana scene that kind of grew up in like Toad and the Lizard Lounge, are like expanding, colonizing.
Yeah, I like that.
Like that's an American thing to do, to colonize. So.
As the giant buildings rise around them in Union Square.
I know.
It seems like Union Square has already been under construction for 20 years.
So yeah.
Why not another 20 years?
What part of the city do you live in?
Union Square. Oh. Actually.
So you can just walk there.
So we feel that deeply.
I hear there's a new is it a Peruvian restaurant? It's a new restaurant. Someone was telling me in Union Square that's like amazing.
Oh.
Are you referring to Machu Chicken or Machu Picchu?
No, not Machu Picchu, because it's been there a long time, right?
Yeah. But it's
which
good.
Is great. Yeah, I know, it's great, right?
I don't know of any other Peruvian place in
Union
Square.
It's not Peruvian.
Well, that's a good food, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Veggie Crust Pizza.
Mm.
I think
I have a key to a place in Union Square. So
oh, yeah.
I think there's always a new restaurant in Union Square. Mm,
definitely, yeah.
I think there's just a building that's the new restaurant.
Yeah.
It's always new. It's always like a... Like, you have pop-up restaurants, so it's just, mm-hmm. it's a new restaurant every day.
And speaking of food, yeah. Club Passim has amazing food now.
Mm, yes.
So good. So if you come to our show, you can eat, and you'll be fed. Like, yes. Your soul will be fed. Your stomach will be fed.
That's another good local, not really night, but Passim brunch.
Passim brunch.
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to share this secret because for the quality of the food and the music, there are not enough people there. It's so good.
So you want it to be a popular destination, but not too crowded.
But I want a table all the time without waiting. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good one.
So how about if we play another tune from Noble Dust?
Cool. What should we do? Bricklayer, maybe?
We can do that. That's number 5.
Cool.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us live on the air here.
become bombs. We work for the dawn. No, we won't see the morn. Only gray eyes. No, they'll be glazed dry. Love lay long for the end of the days.
That was Noble Dust, and they were not playing The End by The Doors. I could tell that.
That was gorgeous. It's so lush, and the vocals are amazing.
Really amazing vocals.
Beautiful.
We love your music, too. We're just not as good at giving compliments. Yes.
No, you don't have to give them. Okay. I know we're terrible, but that's why we play with better bands, because then people feel relieved after we play.
Oh, man.
I can't. We're okay.
So it's like the band version of like the approach Miles Davis always took, which is be the worst guy in the band. And that way, like, you can just relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we are going to play first, actually. Mr. Fox will go, and then you guys are going to go, and then I can chill out and just enjoy, which is always exciting.
Nice.
Really, it's going to be a really fun night.
I'm excited.
So looking forward to hearing you guys.
Absolutely.
It's snowing out.
That's very nice. It's there hasn't been really much of a winter this year. Like, I'm not complaining or anything, but... You know, this global warming stuff might be real. I don't know.
Never know.
Well, you're not allowed to practice science anymore, so there's no way of knowing.
Well, I don't trust those doctors that are still practicing after 30, 40 years. I mean...
This gets political.
It's not snow. God has dandruff. Sorry.
Well, they have fake bees. They have fake bees, like, ready for when the bees are completely gone. So, like, little robot bees that'll take pollen and, you know, spread it around.
Just so everyone knows, we are not stoned. That was...
That wouldn't be legal.
That totally sounds like you do a lot of these late shows, don't you? Like you're here every single week.
No, I'm here only once a month.
Once a month.
But so they will have to come up with fake snow just to convince people that, you know, because that's the best way to say that there's no global warming. Is here, look at this snowball.
Right. Ugh.
This proves it.
And then it's robot snow.
So if you have like fake little robot snowflakes.
Yeah.
all kind of conspiring together to form a snowball spontaneously. Yeah. Right in your hand. Poof. There it is.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. So, how about another, maybe we could play some more What Time Is It, Mr. Fox, but from this other album that we have here that's been sitting here like a cute little dog looking at us like that it wants some attention.
It's the old one. Let's get weird. Let's play, so up in Gloucester, there's a statue of Joan of Arc that I've always been obsessed with. Like, why does Gloucester have a statue of Joan of Arc? But I've always thought she was really interesting, so I wrote a song from her perspective.
From the statue's perspective or the real?
The real Joan of Arc. Yeah. You know, learning about her story and sort of the history around it. I find her so fascinating because you can actually read her court trial records. I don't know if anyone's ever done that, but they ask her all these, the interrogators ask her all these really weird questions, and she has brilliant answers every time. It's just so bizarre.
I think maybe I might want to crib some of those questions for when I'm interviewing artists.
Yeah. they're strange. So one of the questions they kept asking her is if she danced around the ladies' tree, which was a tree in her village that girls would dance around in the springtime when it was flowering. And she said, yes, like all the other girls did. It was a tree, and it was pretty, and it was fun. But they seem to be thinking that, oh, okay, if we can say that she danced around the tree, that means she's possessed by the devil. You know, so that's the inspiration for the song, The Lady's Tree. I forget which track it is, but...
I found it.
Thank you.
And I might have done it correctly this time.
Let's see.
Let's find out. The anticipation is...
Speaking of classical influence.
It's not like ketchup or anything, but okay, here we go.
Her voice is on the wind, soft whispers from the sky, sweet voices on the wind, echoing inside. I took up arms for war, arms for my country, took up arms for my France, and raised her up a king. Blood for my country spilled from the heart of me, shed for my country to raise up a king. Left by my country, now charged with heresy, a bargain for the enemy, abandoned by my king, they pile up kindling, flesh will be burning, they lay wood for my death and say they're men of God. I heard an angel, be good and go to mass, like my mother bade me, be good and love God. I heard an angel come down to counsel me, but they say no angel, they blame the ladies' tree. Blame it on the ladies' tree, build fires under me, murder maidens in the flames and say you're men of God.
Flowers will fall now, white petals to the ground, just as these ashes fall from the lady's tree.
that's an interesting theory.
We're just talking about The Cure, the band The Cure, and how I believe that every album title is their definition of what The Cure is right now. The cure for everything is, you know, disintegration or pornography or kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
And there isn't one that's about money, is there?
Money.
I don't think there's a Cure album about money.
What other Cure album? The Head on the Door, that's a Cure.
It's dark.
They're actually going to be touring the Disintegration album. They're doing like a 30-year anniversary tour.
Neat. And there's rumors that they're going to make like a new album too.
Wow. Does he have any more bad feelings to share? I wonder.
Well, it's funny, like, usually artists, as they get older, there's like more time between albums. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why, like, older people are always, they have a lot of bad feelings.
I know. The next Kate Bush album is coming out when she's 117.
So, still a teenager.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I think her first album came out when she was 17, so she's going to do the centennial album.
And she'll probably still be able to hit those notes.
Yeah, are you guys Kate Bush fans at all?